The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Grace and peace to you from God, our Creator and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for gathering with us today and making Christmas Day Church part of your Christmas traditions. It's a special day to gather together, and we've got a lot to celebrate. Not only is it Christmas Day, but it's also Jesus's birthday. It's today. Today is the big day, the 25th, the Christmas Day. Christmas Eve is important, and I hope you had wonderful celebrations, but today is his birthday. I'm sure you have many different birthday traditions and maybe some Christmas birthday combos. We have a family here at SPD that makes a birthday cake for Jesus, and they have it on their dessert table this season. And the Lund's Bakery knows them as the birthday Jesus people. You've got to have cake if it's a birthday. Or if you grew up in my family, we had birthday pie. So we all have different traditions for birthdays. Something that my family also did when I was growing up is that we would, you know, maybe be eating our special birthday meal or dessert, and my parents would always tell us details of our labor and delivery story, right? So I'm a twin, and so my parents would always talk about how my brother came first and I kicked him out, and you know, just silly things like that. Or you won't be 10 years old until 9:15. My one brother was born breech. That was almost 30 years ago. They don't really do that anymore, but like we always talk about the breech baby. So it's fitting then that on Jesus's birthday, we tell the story of his birth. We tell his labor and delivery story. We retell how Mary and Joseph had to travel all the way from Nazareth to Bethlehem. And I imagine for poor Mary, her labor pains might have started along the way. That poor woman probably had to walk. In our nativity scenes, there's always a donkey. But you can check Luke. There is no donkey in the text. And so I imagine it was just absolutely laborious for her, and then labor that happened too. And then they get to Bethlehem and there is no room for them in an inn. And you can't help but wonder, was there actually no rooms available because everybody was in town? Or were they not willing to give a room to an unmarried couple? And then there was space in a barn or a stable or a cave. There are many different traditions, but what we definitely understand is, as our last carol puts it, Jesus was born in such mean estate. Can you even imagine? Surrounded by farm animals, and then some shepherds show up when you're finally trying to get some rest, and they come running in, overflowing with joy, claiming that an angel had told them. Maybe they're singing their tune, and Mary and Joseph probably just can't figure out what more is happening. I imagine it may be like some of your labor stories where you had many visitors in the hospital room, but you really wanted the in-laws to go home. That is not singling what actually happened to me, so there. But we tell a birth story when we tell who comes to visit, who was around when the water broke, and who watched the older siblings. When my final brother was born, I've got four of them. When my final brother was born, I deeply remember his birth. I was just shy of 4 years old, and so I remember that grandma came over, she made us watch Mary Poppins and take a nap. That is a completely appropriate activity for a four-year-old, but in my mind, that was injustice. And I think it was because I was so mad that I was getting another brother. But in any case, whenever we tell these birth stories, we want to find ourselves in the story. Whenever we tell about Lucas's birth, that last brother, I always want everyone to know that I remember that he was born. We want to find ourselves in the story, in the family lore. So today, my dear friends, I wonder where you find yourself in this birth story of Jesus. Because it's our story too. We are all a part of Jesus's family, and we are his loved ones. So as you listen to the birth story today, where do you find yourself? Are you coming to this place bursting with joy and so thankful to be surrounded by your family and your loved ones that you feel like the shepherds? You just can't wait to sing. Maybe you find yourself like the angel chorus when we were sitting there and the harp started to play. Pastor Valerie turned to me and said, "Oh, now it's Christmas morning," right? Maybe you feel like Mary. I bet for Mary, this day was an absolute emotional roller coaster. She was honored and thrilled to be Jesus's mother, but I also imagine that she was incredibly anxious. When I gave birth to my son, who's now 1 year old, I suffered from pretty severe postpartum depression and anxiety. And I had a healthy child, supportive family around me, and 21st century medicine and care. For Mary, it was the ancient times. She was in a strange place, surrounded by strange people, even though I'm sure she was accompanied by supportive midwives. She would have been just terrified. The mortality rate for children in first century Palestine was 50%. Half of every baby born would not make it. It's horrifying, really. I imagine if I was Mary, I would have been a mess, crippled with anxiety, fear of, can I keep this child alive? He's supposed to be the Messiah. What if I can't do it? What if Joseph abandons me? What if? What if? Maybe today you come here with what ifs. Maybe things are kind of okay in your life. They're steady. You feel like Joseph, obedient and present to whatever it is your loved ones need. Maybe you feel like the animals, just confused on what this life is bringing around you and wondering what you can maybe do for this baby and when is he going to leave so you can eat out of your trough again. Maybe you're like the Magi, on a journey, seeking a king, a star, direction, purpose, and just not sure what you will find. Wherever you find yourself in this story today, dear friends, know that Jesus meets you there. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. He meets us exactly where we are. That is what the incarnation, that is what this day is all about. It's the Word made flesh who lived among us. But the best part is that no matter where we find ourselves today, wherever Jesus meets us, he does not let us stay there. He offers salvation and freedom, liberation, a whole new and better life in this life and the next. As the angel says to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid. See, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you, a Savior is born this day in the city of David, a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord." So Jesus' story is a birthday story. It's a birth story for Jesus and for us. It's like we sing in Hark the Herald Angels Sing, "Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings, mild he lays his glory by, born that we no more may die, born to raise each child of earth, born to give us second birth." Today, we celebrate Jesus' birth, and we celebrate our second birth we have in him. Happy birthday, Jesus. Happy birthday to everyone. Merry Christmas to all. Amen.